Okay, Bubba, here's the total on all those checks.
Bubba, please hurry up with that calculator.
Don't bother him while he's trying to add. You two have been hogging that calculator all night.
That's because we're itemizing our income tax return. You're just using the short form.
Well, if it's so short, how come it's taking so long?
I'll be done in a minute, Grandma. Still don't know why you wait till April 15th to file.
Because it's an American tradition, that's why. Like buying your turkey the day before Thanksgiving or shopping for presents on Christmas Eve. That's what this country is all about, putting things off.
Well, I wish we'd started earlier. This Form 1040 is sure complicated.
Oh, not for me. At Food Circus, I'm filling out stuff all day long. This is a snap compared to the toilet paper reorder form.
Well, I sure as hell hope you don't cheat Mr. Whipple the way you're cheating Uncle Sam.
We do not cheat on our taxes. Do we, Skeeter?
Certainly not, Benton. This is called creative accounting.
Creative horse plucky. How in the world do you explain this beauty parlor total you got deducted here?
These are perfectly legitimate work-related deductions. As assistant manager, I have an obligation to look my best for the public.
Oh, get real. As long as you fork over their developed film and okay their checks, the public doesn't give a damn whether your roots are touched up or not.
Come on, Ms. Harper. The government expects you to cheat a little.
Yeah, besides, they only audit one in a million of these things.
Okay, Grandma, it's done. All you gotta do is sign it.
Oh, it is so nice to have a college man in the house. So, how much am I getting back, sweetie?
Well, your line 22 is larger than your line 24.
Spare me the technicalities. How much money are we talking?
$253.
You hear that, you cheaters? I'm getting back $253.
No, Grandma, that's what you owe.
That can't be right. I've never had to pay. I always get a little something back.
Oh, honey, this is better than I hoped. We are going to get a $312 refund.
Wow, Skeeter. We hit the jackpot.
Yeah. I cannot believe conniving crooks like you get money back and honest citizens like me have to pay. Re-add that thing.
You ready for bingo?
I'm ready for the booby hatch.
What's the problem?
Her tax return is not returning anything.
Why don't you two return to the hole you crawled out of?
Finish your taxes, Miss Boylan?
Oh, my, yes. Mother, Daddy, and I always do our taxes on New Year's Eve.
My, what a festive way to ring in the new year.
Nothing else to do since Guy Lombardo died. Although Mother does enjoy Dick Clark's rockin' New Year's Eve.
That's because your mother and Dick Clark are about the same age.
Wait a minute, Grandma, you were right. I did make a mistake. You don't owe $253.
Good work, Bubba.
You owe $264.
Well, thanks a lot, H&R Blockhead.
I told you, Mama, the long form is the only way to go.
Oh, Vince, right. It's amazing how much you save when you itemize. Why, just deducting Mother's itch cream put us in a lower bracket.
Well, unfortunately, I happen to be the picture of health. What am I going to deduct?
Well, how about your charity donations?
Why, that's right. You could claim all those old clothes that you gave to the rummage sale.
I can?
Yeah, and that old air conditioner.
And the toaster oven that was on the blink.
Well, what do you know? All that worthless junk was worth something after all. Well, let's see. I donated 4 aprons. That's $5 a piece. They're worth that in rickrack alone. Well, start adding this stuff up. And let's see. That air conditioner just needed some Freon and a compressor and a motor. It'd be just like new. Put down $85. $65.
That's a spirit, Ms. Harper.
Okay, you're up to $85.
All right, do I hear 90?
Don't forget the pies and cakes you made for the bake-off.
Good answer. Put down 6 cakes at $3 each. No, make it $5. They had walnuts and fresh coconut.
That's 115.
We broke 100. Let's don't stop till we hit 264.
What about your corn pads?
Great! We're moving into Major Medical! $30 for corn pads, which brings us to a biggie. Support hose! I tell you what, Isla, nothing can kill an afternoon quite like the sidewalk sale at Raymarsh.
What is it about a rack of shoes sitting out in the sun that makes them irresistible?
I don't know. I think all the heat from the tarmac just fries your brain. How else do you explain me spending good money on this stupid garden froggy?
I tried to talk you out of him.
This is the most repulsive impulse buy I have ever made. Well, what do you think? Does he look good there? Well, hell, maybe he'll scare away the salesman.
Oh, afternoon, Ben.
Hello, ladies. Mr. Frog. Hey! It's here! Skeeter! Skeeter, come quick! It's our income tax refund!
Oh, good Lord, it's from Uncle Sam, not Ed McMahon.
Oh, now, Thelma, you must admit, it's a thrill to get that big green check. When ours came, Mother got so excited she walked around the bedroom. Twice.
Oh, baby. The envelope, please. And the winners are Vinton and Naomi Harper to the tune of... $312!
Please, not in front of the frog.
Mama, you're just jealous because we got a refund check and you didn't.
That's right, Miss Harper. If you'd spent more time looking for deductions, you could have gotten some money back instead of just breaking even.
Can we just continue this discussion in the house? The entire neighborhood does not need to know about my personal finances.
Oh, Grandma, there you are. While you were gone, you got a call from the IRS.
What?
Oh, boy. Maybe they're going to deliver a package.
That's UPS, you dipstick! Lord, what in the world does the Internal Revenue want with me?
I don't know, but it must be pretty important. The guy made an appointment to come by at 10 o'clock on Monday morning.
Here? They're sending a Fed to my house.
Uh-oh. This doesn't look good, Thelma.
Who the hell said it did?
The man said if you had any questions, you could call him back before 5.
10 after. When you know it, now I'm off to sweat this out all weekend. This is all your fault, Kermit.
Sounds like an audit, Miss Harper.
Boy, you are in big trouble.
You told me they only audit 1 in a million.
Well, I always said you were 1 in a million, Mama.
Near 1040.
Morning, everybody.
Hey there, sport.
Hello, Bubba.
Gee, Grandma, you sure look tired.
Well, of course I'm tired. I didn't get a wink of sleep. I was up all night worrying.
About your tax audit?
No, Bubba, I was worried Roseanne Barr might sit on one of her kids.
Come on, it's probably just a mistake.
Yeah, you're making a big deal about nothing.
Well, I certainly hope so.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, I don't want to scare you, Miss Harper, but Betty Ann Blake, one of my checkers, got a call from the IRS, and he ended up auditing her for her last 4 years' worth of returns.
Uh-huh. Well, if you didn't want to scare me, why the hell did you tell me that?
Ooh, Thelma, good news.
You got me a presidential pardon?
Oh, I talked to my cousin Leland over in Hinckley, you know, the CPA, and he says you have nothing to worry about.
Well, bless his pencil-pushing little heart.
According to Leland, the worst thing that could happen is that the IRS would disallow a few of your deductions.
Pull up a chair, Iola.
And then they might make you pay a little more taxes, plus penalties and interest.
That's it? You mean they're not going to lock me up and throw away the key?
Of course not.
See, Mama, you're worried for nothing.
The only way you could get into real trouble is if you failed to disclose all of your income.
No problem there. I wrote down everything. My Social Security, my pension money.
And, of course, your babysitting money.
And your winnings from bingo.
Plus the interest from your savings account.
Where the hell were all you people when I was filling out line 11?
You mean you didn't declare those things?
You all had me too busy looking for those stupid deductions.
Bill was saying it, and so income tax evasion is a serious offense.
Yeah, Al Capone was convicted of that.
Oh, my Lord.
I can't believe it. My mama and Al Capone could go up the river for the same crime.
Well, Fenton, do me a favor. On visiting days, stay home.
Well, that certainly was a lovely church service.
Well, I cannot stand that new organist.
Gee, I thought he was pretty good.
He's a professional, Mama. He plays in all the baseball games.
Well, call me old-fashioned, but I just don't think it's appropriate right before communion to hear da-da-da-da-da-da. And then the whole congregation yells, charge!
Oh, come on, Miss Harper. If you weren't so worried about your personal tax problems, you could have joined into the spirit of the situation.
Yeah, you were the only one in our pew who didn't get up and do the wave.
Benton, I go to church to worship, not to root for the home team.
So, Thelma, you all prepared for your tax audit tomorrow?
Well, I said my prayers and I coughed up 220s for the collection plate. What else can I do?
Plenty. Betty Ann figured out what to do for her audit, and she ended up not having to pay one dime.
Well, don't just sit there drawing flies. Spell it.
Okay. Well, she put on a low-cut blouse and her micro-mini and her spikiest heels. Well, when that IRS agent took one look at her, the only numbers on his mind were 38, 24, 36.
I don't think that would work for 44, 36, 48.
Why don't you bake him something?
I'm doomed.
Not necessarily, Grandma. All you have to do is charm him. Just be the sweet, kind little old lady.
Yeah, Mama. Lie to him.
Best of luck, Thelma. I better be off.
Hold it, Bones. Nobody is going anywhere. Now, all you con artists got me into this. You're going to help me get back out.
But, Mama...
Don't you butt me unless you'd like to have yours in a sling. If I'm going to go down with a sinking ship, I'm taking all of you rats with me. Now, here's the plan. I don't know about this perm. I think they forgot the neutralizer. I think that guy goes for the orphan nanny look. All right, Thelma, try and look innocent. I look like Dustin Hoffman in Rain Man. Cheese it! It's the feds. Just a minute!
Mrs. Harper, I'm Agent Arthur Booth from the Internal Revenue Service. I was just admiring your frog.
Oh, you like him? He's yours.
No, thank you. It's against government regulations to accept gifts from taxpayers.
Oh, you hear that, Kermit? Isn't it good to know that there are honest civil servants like Agent Booth working for our government?
Reedy.
Well, won't you enter my humble home?
Very well, Mrs. Harper.
Thanks for nothing, you horny toad. Well, Won't you have a seat on my nice comfy sofa?
Thank you. Now, the reason I'm here, Mrs. Harper...
Would you care for a nice slice of pecan pie?
I'd better not.
It's fresh out of the oven, homemade.
It is tempting, but my wife and I are both on diets, and I promised her I wouldn't cheat.
Oh, come on, Arthur. It's a piece of pie, not a cheap blonde. A nice, well-built gentleman like yourself, I need to be on a diet.
Well, I suppose a small piece couldn't hurt.
Now you're talking, Artie. Nothing I admire more than a man that can hold a dessert.
Oh, I wonder who that could be. Oh, look who's here. It's a little Boy Scout. Come on in, Scout, and bring your little wagon with you.
Good morning, ma'am. My troop is collecting clothes for the less fortunate. Would you care to make a donation?
Oh, my. Yes, are you? Cannot love the less fortunate, and the less fortunate, the better. Why don't you just bring your little wagon right up here and have a look through my closet and help yourself to whatever you'd like.
Golly gee, kind lady, are you ever generous?
Well, I'm always too happy to help our boys in uniform.
Boys? What is the cutoff age for scouts nowadays? No, thank you, Mrs. Harper. I'd really like to get down to business.
Oh, no, not again. Excuse me, Arthur. Such a busy Monday morning. I wonder who this can be.
It's a couple of poor do-gooders. Bless you, my children, and come in.
Oh, thank you, madam. This is Brother Vinton, and we are from the Good Book Foundation.
And we're here to collect money for our overseas mission in Indiana.
You mean India, don't you, Brother Vinton?
Oh, yeah. Well, we got them all over.
I'll just go get my purse.
Well, bless your heart, kind lady. You're a real saint.
Well, I just can't say no to anybody.
Can I have a piece of pie?
No! Certainly, Brother Vinton. There you go. Lord helps them and help themselves.
Well, Mrs. Harper, I am a bit pressed for time.
I'll be right with you, Arthur. Here, will $100 be enough?
Oh, my goodness, it certainly will. Thank you so much, kind lady. May I get you a receipt?
Oh, no, don't trouble yourself, sister. I'm always donating to worthy causes, and I never accept receipts. That's just the way I am.
Hey, lady, is it okay if I take this vacuum cleaner?
Well, it is a very expensive model, but you go ahead and give it to the poor folks. They deserve dust-free homes, too.
Thank you, kind lady.
Mrs. Harper, can we get on with this, please?
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
To begin with, there are major discrepancies in your figures.
Discrepancies, sir? Major?
Yes. I'm referring specifically to the amount you entered on line 22.
I didn't enter that amount. He did.
She made me do it.
You forced a scout to do your taxes?
Okay, all right. You got me. I confess. I didn't declare all of my income, and I padded my deductions by a couple of $100.
Mrs. Harper.
But I am small potatoes compared to the other crooks in this household.
I think we better be going, sister.
Freeze where you stand, brother.
Just remember, kind lady, it's not a Christian act to squeal on your family.
The hell it ain't. I'm not taking this rap alone.
Mrs. Harper, I think there's been a misunderstanding. The error in your tax return was in your favor. I came here to give you a refund check for $250.
Well, Arthur, aren't you a doll? I'm getting a refund. I can't believe it.
And with good reason. After what you've just told me, I think you'd better file an amended return with the correct deductions and income.
Do I have to?
I'm afraid so. And since your return is now late, you'll also have to pay additional penalties and interest.
You mean I'm gonna wind up not getting a refund at all?
You'll be lucky to break even. Now, I believe I will have another piece of your delicious homemade pie.
It's Sara Lee. Go buy your own.
Half tap.
Oh, no.
prepared to
give
go to...
it a rest, Iola, and take off the stupid glasses. Say, Arthur, can I get some sort of a tax break for running a business out of my home?
What business is that?
Don't you know a house of nuts when you see one?